Says on Chavzayin of Beis, Veilon HaKrovim, and these are the Psulei Krovim, these are the relatives that are possible for Edis, for you to be made. This is situations of all of our Chasana situations, common situations. Also about the Dinim, if you have a Dintaira. All these people that are technically relatives that are included in the Mishnah and who are going to include outside of the Mishnah are going to be possible. But it's not only these relations themselves. The Gemara include, the Mishnah includes not only them of these I would say, top of the tree, Ubnehem, these people on the list, their sons, Vichasnehem, and their son-in-laws. All those people to me, and me to them, are all Pasul. Eloi Nakrovin, Achiv, my brother, and his son-in-law. Va'achi Avim, my uncle. Va'achi Imam, my uncle for my mother. Ubalachoso, and the husband of my sister. Ubalachos Aviv, and the husband of my father's sister. Ubalachosimo, and the husband of my mother's sister. Ubalimo, and the husband of my mother, who's obviously not my father. Vichamav, and your father-in-law. Vigiso, and my brother-in-law. Hain, those relationships. Uvnehem, and their children. Vichasnehen, and their son-in-laws. Not only them, but it's also the reciprocal is also true that all those relationships to me, my bonim and my chasneim, are possible to be made for them. Right? So it's not just those two. V'chargo levado. What's a chargo, Rabbi Yosef? Remember from last time? Chargo levado? What's chargo? What's a charg? Stepson. A stepson, you do not have the additional Bnehen v'chasneihem, it's just chorgo and chorgo alone, which is the Gemara that we're going to do today, is going to analyze it. Fine. That was the first Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yossi, zu Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva. If you remember last time, but Mishnah Rishayna said no. Dodo, ben dodo, v'chol aroi l'yarsho. It's not all of these lists. It's only people that I have a potential to inherit. It's all monetary based. The fact that I can gain something financially from it. But if it's not royally Yarsho, so then you're not going to be puzzle, and we do not paskin like that. Then the Mishnah talks about even if you were a karov, a karov nisrachik, hareza kosher. So if you were nisrachik before you saw the edus, so then you're kosher. And then and the Mishnah goes on. We'll go see that the rest of the Mishnah later as we go on in the Gemara. So let's skip all the way. The Gemara basically up until now was proving how do you have sources from the pasuk of lo yumsu avos al banim. That is the pasuk. In which week's parsha, Ezra? Kiteitze, right? So that's the source that krovim are psul are invalid to be witnesses for edus. Rabbo said this is the sugya. You want to know how do you know at a chasana that you're allowed to choose some witnesses, you're not allowed to choose other witnesses. There's a little bit of a gemara about vaser and yesh neichlin, but the primary sugya is third parak, BMP plus. That should go, every chasana, that should go off in your mind. Every chasana at the chasin stitch. And at the chuppah, you should be thinking, Zebor lo echad, this parak, taf chav zayin mebeiz chav chesem nav. Good. Says the Gemara. We started this last time, but we're going to do it again. Amar Rav. You see where the first word on the line is Mishpat Hashav Alechem. It's the gimel of the Mesoros Hashas. Everyone with me? Guys? Everyone have it? If you don't have it, say I don't have it. No. Avi. Chav Chesem and Aleph. Sorry. Everyone got it?
Yeah.
If you don't have it, say I don't have it.
Don't have it.
Okay. You see the Gimel, the Mesoros Hashas? The Mesoros Hashas brings all the sources of the Gemaras.
Yeah.
So you see the Gimel? What's the first word in line in the Gimel?
Mishpat.
Avi, you got it?
No.
No, the first word in line.
The first line.
I'll have it.
First word in line is Mishpat. You got it? By the Gimel.
Which the Gimel? The
Gimel of the Mesoros Hashas.
The what?
You see the Dalit? The Dalit.
Yeah.
See Mishpat? Okay, now go a few lines over. Amar Rav. Amar Rav says, Rav, Achi Abba, Lo Yoidli, my father's brother does not have the ability to testify me for me. Who? Uvano. Uvno, and his son, Vichasno, and his son-in-law. So think about your uncle, your father's brother. Not only is he out to testify for me, his son is out, my cousin, and his son-in-law is out. Okay? Af ani lo o'id lo. And also it reciprocates. I can't testify for him. Ani, uvonai, and my son. Vichosni, and my son-in-law. Good. Va'amai, frek the Gemara kasha. And Rabbo said, this is the tree that you're going to have to focus on. Shlish, havalei, shlishi, barishon. When you figure out, Rashi says, go to Rashi, the Ramas, havalei, shlishi, barishon. Bni, my son, is the third generation. Va'achi, abba. And then go up to me, is second generation. And my father is third generation. My father, not my father, but my father's brother is third generation. So when you connect the dots, you're going from line one to line three. Where is the source? Where do you get in the Mishnah that one to three, a shlishi barishon, is pasul eidus? Or for that matter, a rishon b'shlishi is pasul eidus?
What's the second generation?
Me, the nephew. You have right now a great nephew that Rav is saying cannot testify for his great uncle. Yeah, it said Ubanai cannot be testify for Achi Abba, which means my uncle, which means my great uncle, right? So the Gemara said, right? So where do you see that? The Mishnah never said anywhere that we go from one to three. Rav Osai, this Gemara is going to have tremendous, tremendous ramifications. La halacha lemaisa. Not only in the world of great uncles and great nephews, but it's going to have great ramifications in the world of great grandson and great great grandsons. Are they pasul eidus or not? You want to give the elta zeda kibbutz at the wedding? Is it mutter or not? Va'anon sheni b'sheni tnan. In our Mishnah, it only says sheni b'sheni. What's sheni b'sheni? Roach's first cousins. Sheni Berishon Tanan, right? Nephews, me with my uncle, that's Beferish in the Mishnah, right? The beginning of the Mishnah. Shlisha Berishon Lotanan, but a great nephew and a great uncle, Lotanan, and never said in the Mishnah, says the Gemara, you're wrong. My Chosno de Tani Bamastisin, you think that when the Mishnah says, Hein Uvenehem Vichosnehen, them, their sons, and their son-in-laws, it means the son-in-law of the uncle, and therefore it's not a shlishi berishon. Says the Gemara, no, it's chasan b'no, and it's one generation down. So since it's chasan b'no, so therefore, what do you find in the Mishnah? You find a shlishi berishon even in the Mishnah, right?
Chasan b'no is what
the son-in-law of his son. Which means his son is my sheni, and his son-in-law is a shlishi.
The son-in-law of my son.
No, the son-in-law of his son.
Son-in-law of the first cousin.
Right, son-in-law of the first cousin. I'm a sheni b'sheni to his son, right? My uncle's son is a sheni b'sheni to me, right? Right, Zanger?
Come in.
His son is my first cousin, right?
Your uncle's son is your first cousin. Okay.
Right, so that's a sheni b'sheni, right? Okay. Now, when the Gemara says chasno, it's not going chasno of my uncle, it's the chasno of my cousin, which would be a shlishi. So says the Mishnah that the shlishi is found in the Mishnah. Rashi points out, yeah, the shlishi is found in the Mishnah, but who's the shlishi dealing with? Look at Rashi. My chasno diktani, look at Rashi Masnisin. Ochi aviv ubno vechasno, hai chasno de Masnisin. Don't think it's my uncle's chasno, abno koi da havil shlishi, but rather it's the chasan of his bno, which is the chasan of a sheni, which turns the chasan into a shlishi. Ul kamon parach, but the Mishnah is going to say, okay, so what is it? It's a shlishi b'sheni. It's saying that his chasan can't be made to me, which I am to him, a sheni, so the Gemara didn't ask that yet. So it's only going to turn into, when his chasan being made to me, is not a shlishi b'rishon, but rather it's a shlishi b'sheni, because I'm the first cousin. I'm the nephew, right? And shlishi b'sheni, what's the halacha, Rav Osai? We're going to see in a second. Shlishi b'sheni is kosher.
Really?
It's kosher. That's what the Gemara is going to be bothered.
Aren't you a rishon?
No, my uncle's a rishon.
Because it's a family tree, so that's why you can't be a Rishon.
This is me, the Mishnah is saying. This is my father. Okay? I am a Rishon B'Sheni to my uncle. Okay? Now, the Mishnah said that not only Achi Abba is Pasul, but who else is Pasul? Bno. Okay? What would Bno be? Which would be Yesheni B'Sheni, right? So that's Pasul. Good? Now, the Mishnah says, but we never talk about Shlishi in the Mishnah. Where'd you get Shlishi? Said the Mishnah, no, I'm telling you a Chiddush now. It's not talking about Chasan. Right, I'll make a little chasana hat over here. It's not talking about chasan of your uncle, but rather it's talking about chasan in the next generation. What does that make him? A shlishi. Right? So now, the Mishnah is saying, we did find shlishi in the Mishnah. Now, Rashi gives you a little bit of heads up that, okay, so what's the Mishnah saying? A shlishi should not, chasan bino, which we're defining now, should not testify for who? This is the guy we're talking about originally. This is the subject. This is the topic, right? So, what's this? What are the numbers over here? Next dot.
2 to 3.
2 to 3, Shane and Shlishi.
Well, I think you call it Shane Rishon, though. Well, start over and call that Rishon.
Well, because we have a system here that we're working with. We can't just change everything.
But technically, it really is like a Revi'i, if you go up another generation.
Correct.
But it connects to the father-in-law. The only way it's connected is through your original
ancestor
is the start of
it. Alright. So the Mishnah found Shlishi. So the Gemara found Shlishi. Oh. My chosno d'tani b'masdis, and everyone have it. Chasan b'no. It's not really his chasan, my uncle's chasan. It's rather one generation down, it's a shlishi. It's the chasan of his son. Okay, that's a little misleading, number one. Number two, if you want to teach third generation, why don't you do it in a straight up way? What's the best way to teach third generation?
Just say it.
Don't say chasan b'no, just say ben b'no. Velisne, frek the Gemara Kasha, velisne ben b'no. If you want to teach shlishis, if you want to teach third generation, so teach your uncles ben b'no. So the Gemara says, you're right. We could have taught it in that way. You with me, Zanger? Milsa agav urche kamashmalan. The Gemara was saying a chiddush, an additional added teaching from the fact that it taught it in the way of chasan b'no. Why? Debal ke'ishto. Because I would have thought, if it only said ben b'no, I would have said, oh, yeah, that's because he's a direct descendant. He's a straight line. It's ben b'no. It's his yichus. But if you go out through a marriage, so then that wouldn't be included. Kamash Malan the Mishnah and says, bal ki ishto. You're stuck with her. The psulim that apply to her apply to you. Your wife looks bad. Your wife does something wrong. You look bad yourself. You're responsible. No. The psulim, the krovim, the kurva that exists for your wife exists for you.
But that's only explaining the second generation, not the third.
Right, didn't ask that. Meaning Shlishi B'Sheni, you're asking.
Meaning a shlishi is now called chasno, but we said that chasno does not apply to a second generation because balo k'ishto, correct?
We're saying that the reason why we taught shlishi in the way of chasan and not saying just straight up ben b'no is because we wanted to teach you that it's not only a shlishi that's a direct descendant, but even through marriage, chasan.
Why can't a lot of the same logic be applied to second?
It is. No. Oh, why do we teach it here? I don't know. Yeah, just the Mishnah had to shtup it in somehow, and the Gemara is going to reject this in a second. But the Mishnah wanted to say the only reason we taught the third generation in this convoluted way is because we wanted to throw in that you should know when it comes to Psuli Krovim that marriages are also included. But that applies to all other Krovim as well. Excellent point. Fine. Ask the Gemara Kasha, but there's a Braisa. Velahad the Sani Reb Chia. But Reb Chia has a Braisa. Shmona Avos Shehein Esrin Va'arba. Three, basically, Shmona Avos Rashi. There are three topic psulim, like the Mishnah starts off, main source psulim, that included that in them is Hain Bnein V'chasnehem, Tlasim V'tartim, and they translate to be how many once you add up all the Bnein and the Chasnehem, so it comes out to be 24. So now, if you're going to add in Chasan Beno, Tlus and Vitartan Havi, it's going to be much more than the Braisa that Rabbi Yechia includes. Why? Says Rashi, Tlus and Vitartan, Ches Avos, V'ches Banim, V'ches Chasanim, V'ches Bnei Banim. And eight of the third generation of generation three. So now the Braisa of Rabbi Yechia doesn't equal 24, but what does it equal? What's 24 plus 8? 32. Right? Yeah. Good. So therefore, the Gemara says, since it doesn't fit with the Braisa of Rabbi Yechia, that says 8 equals 24, 8 multiplied times all the additional Hein Ubnei Mechasnehens, and now if you want to say Chasan Beno is also included, or Ben Beno is also included, then it's going to be equal to 32, right? So then that can't jive with the Braisa. So therefore, this option of saying Chasan Beno, as much as we didn't like it because it was a weird way to teach it, right? The Gemara is going to reject it. The Gemara says it's wrong. El olam chasno mamish. Rather, when it said chasno, it meant, who's chasan? My uncle's chasan. Means no third generation. Means my uncle's chasan. See, if it's my uncle's chasan, so what kasha was just revived? So where did Rav get the source that what? That at your wedding, your great nephew cannot be made for your great uncle. That third generation is possible for one generation. You don't see that from the Mishnah. Shlishi Barishon is Basel, and you just lost your source to say that it's because of Chasan Bno, because we just rejected that because of the Braisa of Rabbi Chia. Ela Olam Chasno Mamish. Really, Chasno means Chasno Mamish. Vamai Karle Chasan Bno. And why did we refer to it as Chasan Bno? Kevan de Me'alma Ka'osi Kedor Acher Domi. Really, it's really talking, referring to your uncle's son-in-law. Your uncle's son-in-law, and really, it's all on par with the second generation. No one's going down to the third generation, to the line beyond. So why does the Gemara refer to it as Chasan Beno? Says the Gemara, Kevin de me'alma ka'asi, since he's not blood, since he married into the family, so therefore it's viewed like a dor acher, and therefore even though he's really found on the family tree line as me, which really should be a sheni, he's really what? Because he's external, we treat him as if he is a what? A shlishi.
My cousin's husband.
Your cousin's husband will be a shlishi because he's from the outside, exactly.
How could you make that a shlishi? Shlishi means
third generation, not third generation. So the Gemara says, asvara, that external people, if it's not straight down through the family, so then that's not a person that can get a shame. Has to be direct.
Same because it's once removed, and that's why.
Yeah, yeah.
That
came into Me'alma Kasi.
The removal makes it a next.
Right, exactly. It's a weak. It's got to be implicitly. It's got to be weaker.
Are we talking about
Adam
or like
Kibbutim?
Like
Brothers? No, Adam. Kibbutim. Kibbutim. You can get the Kibbutim if you want.
So you
maybe that's another Zugim.
Yeah.
But you still not have more, like,
it's a question. Why I once got the Shiloh. Why can't the Chassan get one of the Sheva Brachos?
Under the
Chapo. There's no Gemara. There's no Beferish Gemara against it. No, that's the reason why we don't have the Chassan make the bracha for the ring, meaning that the Rav makes the Masada Kedusha. That is because really Me'ikar Adin, if you hold like Shitas HaRambam against the Rush, that the Rambam holds that the bracha of the Kedushin is a Birkas HaMitzvah. So the question that you guys should really be thinking about, in addition to the third parak of Sanhedrin at the Chasana, is you should be asking yourself at every Chasana, if this is actually a mitzvah like the Rambam presents, so why isn't the Chasan making a bracha? Ideally, mitzvah b'yosim v'shlucho, you should be making the bracha when you're doing the mitzvah, right? Why is he being motzimi, right? Right? So one of the reasons is what Zanger's saying, is that there were Chasanim that didn't know the bracha and we didn't want to embarrass them. That's also why Kriyas Bikurim, we stopped having them read the Bikurim because people were embarrassed when they brought their first fruits and they didn't know how to read the Parsha of Kriyas Bikurim. So that's why the Minhag became that the Masada Kedushin is the one to make the Bracha.
You repeat it.
What?
You repeat the Bracha.
No. You just say Amen. You just No, that's not the Bracha. That's marrying her. That's not the Bracha. Why is there no Chashash of Kalas Rosh? Because one of the reasons the Taz brings down, and the Machlok is the Taz and Beishmuel, one of the reasons why there's a minhag to fast is to make sure that there's no Kalas Rosh, to make sure that they're not drunk at the time of the marriage. And I've seen chasen tishes that I was very embarrassed about, that the guys mamish get drunk already by the chasen tish. And that this guy is stuck without being mechabed his friends, his eidim. Maybe he shouldn't be mechabed them in the first place, especially if they're getting drunk at the chasen tish. It doesn't say a lot about them. So, but this is already by the chasen tish. You could have a chasen that if he's going to not be fasting, he can get drunk with his friends. So for that reason, that's one of the reasons we fast. What's the other reason we fast?
The kippur.
So mechilas avonos. How do you know it's mechilas avonos? Who tells you that?
What's
the source for it?
It's a source in Tanakh.
Source for Tanakh. It's a source in Tanakh that you've already read this year.
Yeah. Esav's wife.
Esav's wife. Exactly. Excellent. Rashi and Parshas Vayishlach. Machlas.
Machlas.
Melamed that a person who gets married has mechilas avonos like Yom Kippur.
We say that with any type that like any time you get.
All of Lagdula. Excellent. Right. When you get a promotion. Right. 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 Right.
So what's a
chasan stish? The minig of the Ashkenazim is at the time when you sign the ksuba, right, and you take care of those transactions, and you acquire the ksuba on behalf of the woman, right, and they read out the conditions and they read over the ksuba. So the friends are all sitting around a table. It's usually like a, I'm sure you've seen it. It's like a square table. You never been to an Ashkenazi wedding? No. They just sit around a table. Instead of being in the smorgasbord room with the girl, they're sitting in another room.
By them, they have the woman there.
The hors d'oeuvres.
The hors d'oeuvres. Right, so that so the halavai Ashkenazim should hold like that. Frekta Gemara Kasha. Okay, you might have solved where you find Shlishi because you're doing abracadabra. You know all these tricks in order to tell you that really a chasan because it's external, like Gary's saying. So therefore, it's considered a shlishi. But it's a shlishi to who? To the sheni, to the guy who's the nephew. Shlishi b'sheni. He didn't find the shlishi b'rishon. I hachi aval a shlishi b'sheni. V'rav achsher shlishi b'sheni. And what's the halacha about a shlishi b'sheni, Rabbi Isai? Is it kosher or pasul?
Kosher.
Right. The son of my second cousin, right? The son of my first cousin, I'm sorry, right? My first cousin to me is a sheni b'sheni, right? His son to me, could he be made for me?
Yeah. The son of your first cousin?
Is a what?
Is a sheni b'sheni.
Exactly, because he could he be made, to answer the question.
Oh, yes.
So he could be made to me. So how can that be the source of the Mishnah? Rav even agrees that my son, my first cousin's son could be made, right? Which is my second cousin. It's my first cousin once removed.
I don't know how these
right, or my second cousin, right. Right, correct. And that is kosher. And that's kosher for Avis.
We said that a shlishi.
Or I just said, Rav Aksher shlishi b'shini.
Yeah.
Can we just say that Rav says okay?
Rav says it's okay. The Gemara says it. No, because Rav is the one who's adding on to the mission over here and saying shlishi b'rishon.
We're saying it's allowed.
We're saying it's allowed.
What's his reasoning for saying it's allowed? Because
we have... Because that wasn't learned out from Lo Yim Su'al V'Salbana. Meaning, these are the psulim that the Mishnah lists. Obviously, when it's so distanced that it's Shlishi B'Sheni, so then we don't extend it.
We list it with the Pasuk, so that's how
we live. Right, exactly.
Are we trying to appeal that it is 24 Pasuk?
No, Shlishi B'Rishon. That's exactly what the Gemara is questioning. The Gemara is asking, you just proved the Shlishi, but you proved the Shlishi B'Sheni! A shlishi b'sheni, Rav himself says is kosher. My first cousin's son is kosher, even according to Rav. You want proof to what? You want proof to what? You want proof to a shlishi b'rishon, which is what? Which is my
great uncle to great nephew.
Exactly. So you don't have proof for that. El Rav da Omar, not exactly. We're going to talk to grandfather. Grandfather is not exactly.
Well,
not exactly. It gets a little complicated because it's a little hard. Because
your grandfather's like your father.
Exactly.
But in this
no,
line,
my grandfather's not my father. My grandfather, me to my father. What's my father to his brother?
Rishon to Rishon, right? That's messed up. Chevra, listen, it's a little hard, but listen. My father to his brother, direct relationship is a Rishon Barishon.
Yeah.
It's not only sideways, it's also down. My father, not to his nephew, but my father to his son, is also a Rishon Barishon. So a father to
my grandfather's brother.
So 1 second. So my grandfather to a grandfather to a grandson is a Rishon Mishani, so it's still going to be puzzle, right? The question is, what about a great-grandson? That's right now what the Gemara is dealing, which is a Rishon Mishlishi. And what about a great-great-grandson? You should all tell me a Rishon Berevi should be for sure kosher. So why does the Rashbam and Bava Basra say that a great-great-grandson is puzzle, and not only a great-great-grandson, a great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson. According to the Rashbam is puzzle, which no other Rishonim hold of. What's the reason? Straight down. Straight down, we view it all straight down. We don't go generations more, and we don't have the numbers when you go straight down. We learned last time in Shir, we said that there were those Mefarshim that explained that all of this is because of different rationale, that they're going to lie, that there's a chashash mishaker, but the Rambam says it's not true. The reason why a karov is pasul is, it says the Rambam, even the Gemara says applies to Moshe and Aaron, the most truthful people in the world, cannot testify for each other. It's not because you're worried that they're going to lie, it's because krovim are pasul.
There's no reason.
No reason.
So anything with the anything Rishon is possible. Anything like Rishon but whatever, that's going to be possible.
Rishon.
But anything.
Well, not Berevi.
No, isn't that great grandson?
Well, but no. Great grandson is a question.
Great nephew.
Great nephew. Great great nephew, right?
That's a Rishon Rishlishi.
Right?
Okay.
Great nephew is a Rishon Rishlishi. What about a great great nephew?
It's a Rishon Rishlishi.
There's no one who will possible that.
I thought we were going to go straight down.
Just said that
it's not going straight down.
It's not going straight down. Sideways and straight down.
That's what I'm saying.
But then what's a great-great-grandson? That's also Rishon Berevi.
That's true.
But it's only
but Rashbam comes to the Chiddush. When it comes to children, we view it all as never getting further than a Rishon Berevi.
The father to the mother both.
What? Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Why does the Mishnah bring in a son as one of the examples?
Why not the Mishnah and the... bringing the son.
I think that's like the most obvious case.
Maybe that's why.
No, because that's the Gemara knows it. From the Torah, that you can't do it.
Didn't the Gemara ask that? One second.
No, because the Gemara learns out from...
La yom su avos
albon. It doesn't say father or son. It just
the Torah says, what do you mean?
Yeah, but he's still asking, but still, the Mishnah should say the dina.
Why should the Mishnah say that?
Because not everybody's as smart as you to just know that.
What does that mean? The Mishnah wrote down like shorthandedly. It's not like it's crazy. Like if the Torah says, why does the Mishnah need to say it?
Is there a Mishnah that says?
Mishnah say that these all the time. The Torah says.
Yeah. No, I think yeah. 1 second.
No, it doesn't.
If the Mishnah says a nephew, so it's Pasha or something. You don't need to say it. If the reason why, right? If I'm even puzzled for my nephew. So then it's pushing on the puzzle for my son.
Which is a call over
there. I think so. It's a good question. Says the Gemara. So where are we holding by? El Rav da Amar Karab Lazar. Rav holds like Rav Lazar. What's Rav Lazar Shita? Ooh, we're going to learn Rav Lazar Shita. Disanya Rav Lazar. Omer. Get this. Rav Lazar holds like this. Kishem Sha'achi Abba Lo Ya'idli. Just like my father's brother, who is what? My uncle, should not testify for me, because that would be a what? A Rishon B'Sheni, right? My father's brother is a Rishon, and I'm a Sheni, his nephew. Who uvno v'chosno? He, his son, or his son-in-law. Kach ben achi abba lo yadli. So too, his son, who's a Sheni to me, right? Sheni b'sheni. Lo yadli. Shouldn't testify for me. Hu ubno v'chasna. One second. Can I just finish this? Well, give me 1 second. Va'akati havala shleishi b'sheni. Rabosai. My second cousin, the son of my uncle, says Rebbe Lazar.
Who's your first cousin?
My first cousin, sorry. the son of my uncle is what to me? Is a sheni b'sheni, right?
Yeah.
Says the Rebbe Lazar, who? The second cousin? Ubno v'chasno. What's bno? A shlishi. A shlishi b'what? B'sheni. Whoa! Rebbe Lazar just passed the shlishi b'sheni.
Expanding it.
Vakati avale shlishi b'sheni. V'rav achsher shlishi b'sheni. And Rav said that my what? My second cousin is kosher to be made for me, or my first cousin once removed is kosher for me. So says the Gemara, you're right. Rabbi Lazar went very far, like Ben said, and it's really he expanded it to Shlishi B'Sheni. But really, Rav doesn't go that far. Rav holds like Rabbi Lazar a little bit, and Rav doesn't hold like Rabbi Lazar completely. Rav Elazar holds what? Not only is a Shlisha Barishon Pasol, is a great uncle to a great nephew Pasol, but even what? Even a Shlisha B'Sheni, even the son of my first cousin is Pasol. And Rav doesn't go that far. Rav Savarle Bechada, Kavase Bechada, Upaligale Bechada. He holds like him in one area, and Paligale, and he argues on him in the other area. My time of the Rav, what's this all based on? Why does Rav include this? The Rav, the Amar Krah, because the Pasuk says so. This is the answer to your question, Morris. What does the Pasuk says? The Amar Krah, back to the original Pasuk in Tisetse, that is the source for all of Psule Krovim, Lo Yumsu Avos Albanim. Lo Yumsu Avos Albanim, Ubanim. And then there's a Vav in the Ubanim. Lirabos Dor Acher, to add in one door, namely, even a Shlishi Berishon. Right? No, that's Rabbi Lazar. We're going to get up to Rabbi Lazar. Rav says the Vav adds in, let's see Rashi. Rav says Vav l'rabos, right? The door acher. The psule la'avos, the havale shlisha barishon. Who is psul la'avos? Even the bonim, the bnei bonim, which means even a shlisha barishon, right? No, that's Rabbi Lazar. V'Rab Lazar al Bonim. No, Rab Lazar darshins not only a Shlisha Barishon from Vav Bonim, but he has another drasha. Al Bonim Amrachmana, Psule da Avos, Shadi Abonim. Rashi, let's see Rashi. Rab Lazar, the second to last Rashi on the page, Kirav Sfirle, de Vav Larabos Asa. I agree with the original Limud that Vav includes the third generation, so therefore even a Shlishi Barishon is going to be possible. Vidarish Albanim, and then he has a second drasha, an additional drasha, of Albanim, Lememar, de Chol, de Psili, La Avos, Possel Abanim. Anything that's possible for the Avos, the Torah is coming to tell me that it's even Possel Abanim. And Rabosai, who's Possel Avos? The Sheni, right? Sheni is Pasul Arishon, right? If that's the case, Rabosai, not only is the Sheni, take whatever is Pasul La'avos and bring it down one generation to the Banim, so therefore what does that equal? Shlishi B'Sheni is also Pasul. You go one down. The Chol D'Psil La'avos Pasul Banim, Helka Kehecha D'Gimel B'Rishon Pasul, so too, Shlishi B'Sheni Nami Pasul. Just like a Shlishi B'Rishon is Pasul, so too, a Shlishi B'Sheni is also Pasul. So Rabbi Lazar holds not only a Shlishi B'Rishon, what Rav wanted to be Mechadish, but even the Ben of my second cousin, of my first cousin, the Shlishi B'Sheni, is Pasul, but Rav did not go that far. So now, what we have to know, Rabbi Osai, is we know we're not passing like Rabbi Lazar. We're not going to pass the Shlishi B'Sheni. And in Shulchan Aruch, it says Beferish, the Shlishi B'Sheni, the son of your first cousin, is Mutter Lahayid. What about, do we pass from Shlishi B'Rishon? Shlishi B'Rishon, do we pass like this Chiddush of Rav? Yeah, Ezra.
Why don't you just hold that every case of Shlishi B'Sheni is Rishon B'Sheni? Why do we need it from, like, an older generation? As the Mutter
Lahayid. Yeah,
that was my question. That's a Morris house.
Yeah.
It goes by the altar David, whichever,
right.
Whoever starts the lineage.
Yeah, then you just keep going up and up and everyone will be awesome to each other.
No, because this is talking about the uncle.
No.
Yeah, but then you just keep going up and up and up. And
No. The Torah starts off, it's yesterday, last week, so yeah. The Torah starts off with two lines, Avos and Banim. The Avos and Banim, we start from the Avos towards the Banim. So therefore, an uncle to a nephew is a Rishon B'Sheni. Those are our two lines.
And then you should go out with another guy's remote through also. There's always a lineage that keeps going up, no?
Correct.
because they turn into great nephews towards those people.
So you keep restarting.
Yeah, that's your core. That's your starting point. Avos Ubanim. And now the tree expands from there. Okay. Rabot said, do we paskin like Rav? So comes along Rashi, and Rashi says, look in Elad Rav Dharma Karbalazar. Ula Olam Chasan Lav Kador Acher Dami Rav the Pasal Shlish Barisha Karbalazar Dharma Shlish Bashani Pasal Koshkan Shlish Barisha Miu Les Hilchas Akavase Tamrina Bieshlochlin the Shlishi Barishon Kosher. So Rashi sounds like we don't paskin like Rav even by Shlishi Barishon, right? What does the Dalit say? Rashi Dira Maskal Ella. What's the Dalit? The Dalit of Mesoras Hashas on that word Barishon, Rabbi will say. Wow, that pretty much changes a lot. What did Rashi just do? Rashi says, not that we don't paskin like Rav. We do paskin like Rav, but we don't paskin like who? Like Rabbi Lazar, that Shlishi B'Sheni is puzzle. But Shlishi B'Rishon is puzzle. And that's what Rashi says, V'ilchza kavase de Rav, and we paskin like Rav. From because he is the alleged generation, and we pass him like the halacha. So if we pass him like Rav, so then la'alacha la'maisa, who's going to be pasul? A great nephew to a great uncle is going to be pasul. Rabbeinu Tam also concludes like that, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai. It's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rif, against Shulchan Aruch. Do we pasul a shlishi berishon? Not 100% clear. The Rama Ashkenazim passing like this. I believe Sfardim are makel about this because the Sfardim follow the Pesach of the Rambam that we do not paskin like Rav. And it's not in the Mishnah. Rav added this on about a Shlishi B'Rishon, but not necessarily as a puzzle. Major, major nafkamin is la'alacha. Look at Tesis. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dechein Halacha. Rabbeinu Tam, the Ashkenazic Pesach, is paskin, the Shlishi B'Rishon puzzle. K'nemuch perek yesh lechon, like it sounds like in Bav Basit. The Shalach Le'er of Abler, of Yosef, Barachama, Halacha, Shlishi B'Sheni Kosher, Mashma, HaB'Rishon puzzle. The Gemara says, Beferish against Rabbi Lazar, that Shlishi B'Sheni is kosher. But the implication, if Shlishi B'Sheni is only a Shlishi B'Sheni is kosher fader, so then what is puzzle? Shlishi B'Rishon. And the Yerushalmi brought a riot to this. Why? Because the Yerushalmi says what? Amrinan, Moshe Maule Hoyd Be'eshes Pinchas. The Yerushalmi wants to know. Let's go, Valkyries. Help me out over here. Moshe Rabbeinu. Yerushalmi has a suffix. Can Moshe Rabbeinu be made for the wife of Pinchas? Right? What was Pinchas in relation to Moshe Rabbeinu? Let's go back, Corey.
His father was Aaron.
So Aaron's up here. Aaron's up here. Make a little Choshen.
Eleazar.
Okay. Right. Then he had Eleazar. Also a Choshen. And then he had Pinchas, right? So what's Pinchas to Moshe Rabbeinu? What's Pinchas to Moshe Rabbeinu? Rishon B'Shlishi, right? Says Tosas, that's a Raya Brura. What was the Yerushalmi Suffolk about? Not about Pinchas. Yerushalmi Suffolk was about Eshes Pinchas. Says Tosas, why was Yerushalmi Suffolk about Eshes Pinchas? What about Pinchas himself? Right? Al Karchach, the Gemara was the Yerushalmi held what? That Pinchas himself, Rishon B'Shlishi, is puzzle. So the Rebbeinu Tam bring a raya that we just passed. Oh, excellent. Excellent. Comes along the Rishayim and they say, when it goes, this is another Yotzim in our clouds. Look, you're not going to like this. Since it's Ispalig Dara, since it goes one generation down and it's not just a straight up on my line wife, so therefore that it's not as clear that you also go down and go out. So therefore, ispal is with the Shulchan Aruch writes. Be ispalig dara, we could get the Shulchan Aruch. Be ispalig dara, the connection of Balka Ishto is not as simple. There is a concept of Balka Ishto, but when it goes so many generations down that it's already a shlishi, right? Shlishi Barishon, and now you want to extend it outwards to the wife, that's not as simple. But what Rabbi Natan, more fundamentally, what Rabbi Natan wanted to prove was that the Gemara was never Masupuk about Pinchas himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, which shows you, bottom line, the Rabbi Natan saying, a Shlisha Barishon is possible. Maybe there's what to talk about the wife, so, and now you have another cheshbonus about going outwards to the wife, but the Etzim Shlisha Barishon will be possible. This is a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, Halacha L'maisa, whether or not we paskin like this, Shlisha Barishon being possible. Yeah.
This Ishta only matters for Sfarta. Because we are Ashkenazim hold that Shlisha Barishon is possible.
No, but
this Moshe from Pinchas is puzzle.
No, but if you say that since it goes down, it's even a chiddush, even according to the Ashkenazim that puzzle. Yeah, even according to Ashkenazim that puzzle, they do agree to the fact that it is a jump. So maybe you don't go that far.
So you're saying that.
Gary, can you run in and get me a Choshe Mishpat? I think it's Chelek Aleph. It's in Chelek Aleph. Simon Lamed Gimel.
We're saying you're allowed to be made for Pinchas' wife.
That's the suffix of the Yerushalmi. Oh. We're going to bring that right now with the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. I'm going to find it for you in a second.
Who was Pinchas' wife?
Choshe Mishpat what?
Thank you. That was quick. Yeah, Simon Lama Gimel. Seif Beis. More, it's only two off. And there's 18 Seifim in Simon Lama Gimel.
So it'd be two off, it's a half a chance it'd be two off.
Eluin Absulum, Ha'achim Zemze, Bain Mena Aim, Bain Mena Av, Hare Risham Rishon, Ubneim Zemze, Shani Bishani, Ubneim Zemze, Shlishi Bishlishi, Ula Olam Shlishi Barishon, Kosher. Svarim, Shlishi Barishon, Kosher. Vain Sarach Lomar, and obviously, according to the Svarim, Shlishi Bishani, I don't even have to tell you that Shlishi Bishani, like Rabbi Lazar, is Kosher Apostle.
Kosher.
If Shlishi Barishon is kosher, so Shlishi B'Sheni is kosher. Aval Sheni B'Sheni, Vein Tzarech Lomar Shleni B'Sheni Barishon is Basel. Rabosa, I want to get Baal Peh. I want you to get next chassan. You should say this. The person next to you sitting at the chuppah should think you're crazy. You should be saying this out. Okay? Lefichach. Therefore, listen to this, Avi. Ha'av in Ben Beno. The father with his grandson. Basel. Why? Mipnei Sha'av Ubno. Because a father with a son is a rishon berishon, kimo ach va'achiv like two brothers, v'in ben bno, and with his great grandson, shehu revi mimenu kosher mipnei shehu shlishi berishon. Because ignore the first son because that's a rishon b'sheni. The grandson is a rishon. The grandson is a Rishon Mishani. The great grandson is a Rishon Mishlishi. So Svardim will hold a great grandson. Your great grandfather can be the aid at the Chasana.
If he's sane.
The Chayin Aderech ben Akevis, and therefore, Ezra, that's the answer to you. Same thing with the females. Ketzach de Achoyos, O Ach, Vachoso, Bemena Ab, Bemena Aim. Harehem Rishon Mishon, Bneam Bain Tzchar, Bain Akevis, Shani Mishani, Bneam Abnos, Bnos, Ham, Shlishi Mishani, Vyesh Omrim. And there are those that say, namely who, Rabotzai, give me a name, Dishlishi Barishon Pasol, who holds it, Rabotzai, on our daf. No, who holds it on our daf, the Rishonim, that the Rishon Aratam, the Rabbi Nutam, the Rishon Mishlishi Pasol. And what is the Ramah Paskin? V'chein ro'oi lahoros. And a person should be machmir for the Shita, Rabbi Nutam. So therefore, we have a machloikas in this room. Whether or not the great nephew can be made for the great uncle, and whether or not the great grandson could be made for the great grandfather, and vice versa. Good.
A woman can't be Adis.
A woman can't be Adis, but it's Krovin from the woman, emanating from the woman.
God.
Let's say you have a son.
Women are right to be.
Yesh Omrim. Deino Pasul Rak Bedrabona. The Sharp Sulum Doraisa. Good. So now, what's with Zook's question about Eishes Pinchas? Hold on one second.
What's the question?
Why do we not say that it's Pashat Baal Ke'ish, though?
Kol Isha. We're going to see this Gemara in a second. Shata Pasala. Any woman that you are a karov to, right? Morris, that's not only relevant whether the woman can be made for you. Can you be made on behalf of the woman, right? Because you're related to her. Okay? So therefore I need to know about that even if she's not going to testify. Pasala Baila, you also pasala to her husband. Because Baal Ki Ishta, right? Shabal Ki Ishta V'chol Baal Sha'ata Pasala, and so too, if the husband I'm pasala to, the husband is my brother, the husband is my nephew, whatever. At apostle leishto sheisha kebaila, because we are one, right? It's not only a nice sheva bracha speech that we are one. It's also going to have ramifications in Siman Lama Gimel. Talk about this at about a sheva brachos. See how many people can follow. Uladas hapoislim shlishi barishon, and those that invalidate a shlishi barishon, namely who shitas Ashkenazim shitas Rabbeinu Tam, who pasul a shlishi barishon. They hold what? Machshirin biishto mipneshu muflog. You don't carry it over to the extent that you say that even who, even the wife of the shlishi barishon is going to be pasul. Says the Rabbeinu Tam that we just say the chiddush that we go from the great nephew to the great uncle, right? But we don't go even outwards to the wife. Why? Because muflug dora, because it's too far removed already. And they should muflug dora. Bring me a riot to this, Rabosai, to what the Shulchan Aruch just said. Bring me a riot to this. Uladas haposlim shlishi barishon. Machshirin biishto mepneshu muflug. It doesn't carry over to the wife so far. Give me a raya. The Yerushalmi. Eishes Pinchas to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, and the Shulchan Aruch paskin the suffix.
Yeah.
Excellent. Rabbi Isai, let's go weiter. Things are going to get easier in 5 minutes. Just have to get through a little bit more, and then we're going to fly. Zok the Gemara. But Rabbi Isai, even though it's complicated, even though it's hard, this is important stuff, and it's like yichud. You got to know this stuff, and not everyone does know this stuff. So you got to. Oh, I have to tell the story. That's the story. You know, I'm doing it on Tuesday. We'll do it. I heard the most unbelievable. A family came to Fairlawn for Shabbos last week to check out our shul, and you have to hear the story. I asked the guy Rishus if I could say it to my Talmidim, how the story, and they are married, all emanating out of what? A Shaila in Hilchos Yichud. Stay tuned.
Not only
until
Tuesday
night
you said that.
Oh.
Can we get a preview?
It's more than Allah? Okay, fine, I'll tell it to you guys. Rabbi Yisai, this guy was coming in from America. It was a long story. The whole story, the beginning of the story was interesting. He had to go to Bnei Brak because he was read a shidduch. He had to meet the rav of the girl before he went out with her. Whatever, fine. So he's going to Bnei Brak and, whatever. It's just not working out for him. And he gets on to a sherut, and it happens to be that they're going to Reb Chaim. The guy's in the sherut. So he tried to wiggle his way in to try to go see Reb Chaim. And finally, after going back and forth, they agreed to let him go to Reb Chaim with him. So he went to Reb Chaim, and he said to Reb Chaim, I'm planning on going to America because the Rebbe that she's going to meet is going to be in America. He's flying to America to go out with her. And Reb Chaim said, why are you going to America? There are enough girls here in Eretz Yisrael. And he said, it's not working out, whatever. I just want to try and explore there. So Reb Chaim said, come back to me after the chuppah. By the way, Tzvi Hirsch, my son, was listening to this story as the guy was singing over at the Friday night meal, and Tzvi Hirsch is like, ha-ha-ha. He goes, he's like, why, you have to leave the chassan in the middle after the chuppah, go to Reb Chaim, and like, it was funny. So that was the story, fine. So Lamaisi, he went to America, he met this girl, whatever, he went out with this girl from the Rav, and it was just like, wasn't working out. Happens to be, he was staying at this person's house in Queens, for the time being, the 4 or 5 weeks that he was here in order to date. So he was going out with this girl, but it wasn't working. I knew it wasn't going anywhere. And then the first few days, like I don't remember exactly which day, he was with the guy who was the balabas, who he wasn't like so close with. The guy was a nice guy. He was just letting him stay there. He had a connection somehow to this guy. And he said the guy was leaving the house one day to go do Tomchei Shabbos. And the housekeeper was in the house. So this guy said, wait a second, I can't stay in this house. The housekeeper's here. So he said, can I just come with you to do Tomchei Shabbos? I'll just sit in the car, whatever. I'll just tag along with you when you go to Tomchei Shabbos, just so I'm not here for Ilchus Yichud. So the Baal Bas said, sure, no problem. Kitzer Mai says, they got to Tomchei Shabbos. The girl who we eventually married was sitting there at the desk doing Tomchei Shabbos. He happened to ask who the girl was, and no one knew, and the Baal Bas didn't know, until a day before he was supposed to fly back to America 5 weeks later. Someone finally, she was involved in some other thing. She wasn't interested in dating, a broken engagement, whatever. She wasn't interested in dating. And Lamaisa, the Shadchan called her up and said, you have to go out with this guy a day before he's flying back. And he was so upset because he knew Reb Chaim gave him this bracha and he didn't understand that nothing worked out while he was here. Lamaisa, she said, I'm not interested in dating. You're pressuring me, to the Shadchan. She said to him, you should go. You'll see. She said, all right, listen. 2 hour date, max. That's it. And she called her friends. She called her friends and said, I want to hang out with you after the date because I know this is going to be horrible. And I know it's not going to work. And I'm going to be in a bad mood. And it's the first date after the broken engagement, whatever. And Lamaisa, they went out the day before they were going to fly back. And Kachava, he came to the door and she was like, Geshmaka guy. And she was so upset that the date had to end after two, three hours because she put the limit originally. Lamaisa, 2 weeks later, the day before, he extended his ticket. 2 weeks later, they're engaged. And it all happened. It all happened because of what? Hilchus Yichud. That's the moral of the story. Hilchus Yichud gave the shot.
That's a long engagement.
It's a long engagement. That's a long engagement.
What about a case like Avraham and Sarah? Like when somebody's a Rishon and a Shady, or a Shady and a Shlishi?
What? A husband to a wife? A husband to a wife?
No, I mean like
a husband to a wife is not a Rishon
and
Shady.
He's an uncle, and something like that, where like you marry your cousin, or like the marriage is like, it's not like it's family tree, like very like interesting.
No, but once you become the wife, that trumps, so then you become a Rishon Barishon.
But now what's Sarah's brother to him? Is it like his brother-in-law?
Sarah's brother is...
And a nephew.
Is a Rishon B'Sheni. Is a Rishon B'Rishon.
But also a Rishon B'Sheni.
No, but the fact that the psul exists doesn't matter. It's more severe. Okay. We ignore the lower one, right? Whenever you have a more severe psul, right. So then you might also... Well, let's say I'm a psul d'Rabbanan because I'm Mesachei B'Kuvia, right? And I gamble stuff, right? But I'm also a Rotzeach, right? So we're going to say, right, you're not only Pasum d'Rabbanan, you're Pasum d'Raisa. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, now the Rebbe said they were just going to list a bunch of cases. Don't worry about it. It's just going to be a bunch of cases that are going to be inferred from the Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman. Achi Chamosi. Help us out, Zuck, over here. The brother of my mother-in-law. Lo Yoed Li is puzzled to be made for me. Ben Achi Chamosi. The son of the brother of my mother-in-law. Right? Lo Yoed Li also should not testify for me. Ben Achos Chamosi, Lo Yoed Li, the son of the sister of my mother-in-law, not only the Ach, the brother, but also the sister of my mother-in-law, Lo Yoed Li, right? Vitana Tuna, and this is already learned out in our Mishnah, Tana Didan. The Gemara says, why? Bal Achoso, the husband of my sister, Ubal Achos Aviv, and the husband of my father's sister, right? Ubal Achos Imo, and the husband of my mother's sister. So now this is where we get all the conclusions of Rav Nachman. Hain Uvneyem Vichosneyen, and their Chasanim. Let's see Rashi. Chosan Bal Achosi, the son-in-law of the husband of my sister. It's very simple, Rabosai, if you just map it out in your head. It just gets confusing with the words. Puzzle Li. He's puzzle for me. Again, the husband of the sister, the husband of my sister is puzzle Li, his son-in-law. Vani Lo. And I am to, and I am to here. So what does that make me? I am, right? I am Sha'ani Achi Chamoso. Who am I? I am the brother of his mother-in-law. Right? Chasnehem. Their son-in-law, right? What? Their son-in-law, right? What did the Mishnah say? The Hain of Nehem, which means Baal Achosi, the husband of my sister, right? Let's write this out.
Your brother-in-law.
Baal Achosi, my sister, I'm over here, right? My sister, her husband, right? Okay? Their chassan is possible for me, and I'm possible for him, right? So what does that make me, says Rashi? You just figure it out. Chassan Baal Achosi, the chassan of the husband of my sister, Pasal li v'ani lo shani. Why? What am I? Shani achi chamoso. I am the brother of his mother-in-law. So says Rav Nachman. You see already from the Mishnah what that brothers of a mother-in-law is pasal because it just becomes the chasan of balachoso.
So that case in the Yerushalmi was only in regards to a wife. The brother-in-law, like let's just say the brother, like the husband married into the family. Then are we more chamor with that?
It depends if it's a spalig dara. That Yerushalmi, the Shulchan Aruch is saying.
For both men and women?
Yeah. So, v'ani l'chosan. Baal achos avi ben achi chamoso, ani ulechosan baal achos. So the Gemara is saying now, everything we just spelled out, everything that Rav Nachman just listed, which means, the baal achoso, the achi chamosi, the brother of my mother-in-law, and the ben achi chamoso, and the son of the brother of my mother-in-law, is all included in the Mishnah, if you just work out, Feder, the relationship of the son to, and the chasanim, to all the psulim that are already enumerated and listed in the Mishnah. It sounds much more complicated than it is, but once you worked out the Rashi on all these cases, you'll figure out that it's all included in chasnehem, in the psulim that exists in the Mishnah. And what are those? The Tanatuna, Baal Achosavim, and the husband of my father's sister, Ubal Achosimo, and the husband of my mother's sister. So those are all their chasanim are going to be mother-in-laws. His mother-in-law. Uvneim v'chasneim, Amar Ravashi, ki avinun be'ula. Ravashi says, when we were by Ula, this is it, Rabosai, no, it's that downhill from here, Ibayilon, we had a suffix. Achi Chamav, the brother of my father-in-law, Mahu. Can I testify for the brother of my father-in-law? Ben Achi Chamav Mahu. What about the brother of my father-in-law? Ben Achos Chamav. What about the son of the sister of my father-in-law? Mahu. Amarlan Tinisua. It's a Mishnah. Achiv. Va'achi aviv, va'achi imo, hein, uvneyan, v'chasneyam. Once you have chasneyam listed in this case, so then you just passled the brothers of your in-laws. Exactly, you get it all from the Mishnah. So Rabosai, now when you start with those eight main cases, and you branch out to son-in-laws, and to son-in-laws as well, so you're going to draw all the conclusions that the Gemara just drew from Rav Nachman and from all these cases, that even the brother of my father-in-law, even the brother of my mother-in-law, are going to be puzzle as well. Rav ikla lemizben gvile. Rav went to a store to buy cards. What was he doing with the cards? Boy minei, maybe that's why it's in this parak. Boy minei, he asked them. They asked him, sorry, what is the din, new case, can a guy testify for the wife of his stepson? Now, why is the stepson any different, asked Zuk. I thought we just said that everyone is inclusive. So Zuk, you tell me, why is a stepson different? What was the difference that the Mishnah said about a stepson? Chorgo, exactly, Ezra. What did you just mean, what you said?
Chorgo
levado, which means you don't branch out from the stepson. Chorgo is the only one in the Mishnah that we just say, hey, Narpasol, you can't testify for a stepson, but for their children, and for their chasanim, it doesn't apply. It doesn't branch out. So therefore, ask the Gemara, does that same thing apply to the Isha? Maybe an Isha is not considered branching out. Maybe the relationship with your wife is really considered one. Besura Amri, in Surah it answered this question, Bal Keishto. No. Chorgo. If Chorgo is Pasul, who's included in Chorgo being Pasul? The stepson being Pasul? Not only the stepson, but his wife. Bapumpadisa Amri, Isha Kabbalah. It works both ways, Zuk. Not only are you related to her, she's related to you. She's one with you, you're one with her. Ishto Kabbalah, Balo Keishto, both things. So therefore, that's why the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, and Siman LaMegillah that we just read, that all the psulim that apply to one apply to the other. If you're pasul to the woman, you're pasul to the man. If you're pasul to the man, you're pasul to the husband. You're pasul to the wife. It works in both directions. Isha Kabbalah and Bala Ke'ishto. That's this Gemara. This is the source. So anytime you make a Sheva Brachos Drasha, and you want to know, Zanger, in your next Sheva Brachos Shtikl Torah, you want to know, how do you know not only Ishto Kagufo? How do you know not only that your wife is like you, but how do you know that you are like your wife? So the source I would quote is Chav Chesem and Beis from Psulei Eidos. I wouldn't get into all the family trees and complicate everything, but I maybe would just quote the end of this Gemara about the Suffolk by what? By Eishes Chorgo, the wife of the stepson. The Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, because Rav Huna Amar Rav says, how do you know this, Rabosai? It's very nice, Sheva Brachos Torah, it's nice ideas, it's nice stuff, but where's the source in the Torah, the Isha Kabbalah and Balak Yishta? How do you know that? What's the source? How do we know that they're Pasul? How do we know that maybe once it's Chargo Lavado, maybe a stepson alone means a stepson alone, not only excluding the sons and the son-in-laws, but also excluding what? Maybe it also excludes the wife. Says the Gemara, it's a drasha. Minayin Sha Isha Kabaila, how do you know that the wife is like her husband? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says. Where does the Pasuk say this, Ezra? In Achrimos. Yeah. Dichsiv Ervas Achia Vicha Loisigala El Ishtai. You cannot reveal the Erva and sleep and have relations with Ervas, the wife of Achia Vicha, Lo Sigala El Ishto. Lo sikrav doidos chahi, she is considered your aunt. Valo eshes dodohi, it's not really dodoscha. The wife of my uncle is not really my aunt. It's really the wife of my uncle. Why did the Torah go on to say in Parshas Achrimos that she is doidoscha? Says the Gemara, because you should treat her as if she's part of your family, as if she is your aunt. Because Eshto Kegufo and Isha Kabaila. And therefore, it's considered Eshes Chargo. Who's stopping? I'm not stopping. Good. Ubal Imo, Hu Uvno Vechosno. Easier Gemara, Rabbi. So we're done with all the trees. Don't worry about it. Beno, the Bal Imo, the son of my mother, the husband of my mother, right? Hu Uvno Vechosno, right? So him, his son, and his chosno. No, if they have a child with my mother, right? Hainu achith. That's already included in the Mishnah as ach. Why do you have to tell me his son is pasul?
Is it his stepbrother?
Oh, exactly. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu lo nitzarcha ella la'achi ha'ach. It's talking about a situation where no, he was a son in a prior marriage, right? Achiach, ben sheyesh lebal imo meisha acheres, not a full-fledged brother, right? Pasulo mabneshu achi oven. Achiv. Why is he achi oven, Rabosai? What's the Gemara saying?
Different father.
One second.
Different mother. Stepbrothers.
Different mother.
So does it matter if the mother or father remarries?
Listen. Rabosai, you have a mother and a father, right? This father has a son from a first marriage, right? Good, right? The Gemara says, right, that this guy and this mother has a son from another marriage, right?
They get married.
And then they get married, right? Says the Gemara, he's puzzled to be made for him. Why? Because he is Achi Ha'ach. By the way, Tzvi came up with a good joke. He's like walking around. He learned the word ach. So he goes up to me. He's like, Abba, you're an ach.
You're an ach. And we're like, originally we're like, see, that's chutzpah. Like, wait, no, a brother, an ach. Well, it came up with a zoh. It's pretty cool.
No, they have no relation to each other.
Oh, excellent. Zok the Gemara, the reason why he and he can't be mated to each other, Zok.
They have zero relation now.
They are achi ha'ach. Each one is related to this one.
They're not blood related.
So they're the brother of the ach, right? So that's why. Rabosai, what's the implication? What's the implication? If they get remarried, and these couple at the remarriage are 75 and they're not having new kids,
then they're kosher
to each other. So therefore, step-siblings straight up without new kids are going to be kosher. It's only because of Achi Ach. Let's see.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Achi Ha'ach min ha'aim. One second.
Does it matter if they had the original kids first or after? Does it matter?
No.
Was it possible?
What do you mean? Like,
yeah.
Let's just say they had a kid and then they got divorced. And then they...
No, once they're divorced, they're now...
I'm saying they had a kid before they were divorced and then they
right.
remarried.
And now he has another kid with another wife?
They both have another kid.
So
they both have like one other kid. So are those...
Those other kids are achi ha'ach. You're saying they had a kid. Yeah, so those are luchor would still be possible. It's still achi ha'ach.
They're not
married. Right,
they're
divorced.
The step-siblings
they're still achi ha'ach.
What? The step-siblings would be... Like the
if the step siblings are connected through a sibling, through an ach, so then yeah.
Let's see the Gemara.
No, hainu echav amar b'yemir lo el. What does Rashi say? La achiach means then sheyesh lebal imo miisha cheres. This father has a son from another woman. Pasalobam neshu achi achiv. Because he has a relation and a common denominator through another brother. Implication being, if there is no new ach, is that it should be kosher.
What if the parents are married? What if they're married? Then are the step siblings their connection?
Not if that's what I'm saying. Not if there's no brother, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Rav Chista achsher ba'achi ach, and Rav Chista wanted to say even with an achi ach, when there's a common brother, it's kosher. Whoa, and we passing like that? Hold on one second. We passing like that. Tur Shulchan Aruch Siman Zayin. Achi ha'ach min ha'aim me'idim ze leze shari ein b'neim korvim klal. Oh, no, we pass it even one step further, Rabbi Osai.
That they are
even kosher with a brother, with a new child from the marriage.
So that's not true.
No, not only is this true, that's not true that it's possible. Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we pass like the second day of the Gemara.
Yeah, that makes more sense because they're really not related at all.
Right. Yeah, even though they have a common brother.
Yeah, but they're not.
Right.
There's no blood relation.
Right. Step siblings are kosher even if they have common brothers. Amarlei lo shmila chadar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Didn't you hear the psak of the original Gemara? The original thing we wrote on the board. The psak of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amalu lo shmieli, kolomer lo svirli. Yeah, I heard about it, and I don't hold it. Yehachi hainu achiv. Tana achiv min ha'av, uktani achiv min ha'im. So the Gemara asks, one second. Yehachi hainu achiv. What's the Gemara's kasha?
He's saying that there's still a common brother, so they're still kind of related.
No, but he's saying it's kosher.
No, but that's what they're asking on him. They're saying they're still...
Again, the Gemara started off saying, Ubal imo hu b'no v'chosno. Oh, right. Meaning, according to him, if stepchildrens are kosher, step-siblings are kosher, so then what do you need? Hu b'no v'chosno. B'no is obviously a case where what? He's your brother. So, hainu ach.
So now the Gemara's original question. If you're not going to say it's talking about step siblings, so now the Gemara's kasha comes back from the beginning. Yochi ainu achiv? Yeah, in a chanami. Tana achiv minaim av, huktana achiv minaim. We have to teach ach two ways. Ach from the mother and ach from the father. Good? Very good. Ta, Amar Rav Chista. Avi chasan va'avi kalo. Ooh, Rabbi Isai, I want to know what the story with mechutanim is. Avi chasan va'avi kalo. Do they hate each other? Do they love each other? Do we care if they're puzzle? Do we care? What is the din, Rabbi Isai? Love or hate? Are they puzzle or kosher? Who remembers from the Mishnah? Oiv and sone. Kosher. We paskin against Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbanan. So therefore, mechutanim should be kosher. Avi chasan, Avi kala, meidin zel zeh. Like Zogdra said, they're kosher. They can be mad. They can testify each other. They might kill each other and hire him in afterwards, but they are kosher.
I don't know that it's a hate, but that's why. Is this like a?
No, I was joking. Stop.
I'm saying they say that it's kosher. Is this like a funny thing that the Gemara is saying?
It's funny, yeah. But the Gemara is saying that there's no kurva. The lo dami la dadi, because the Gemara says, listen to this, Zuck. Because the Gemara says, the lo dami la dadi, they have nothing. They're not related to each other. They're not similar to each other. Ella says the Gemara, this is a mechutanim. This is two father-in-laws and two mother-in-laws to each other. Ella ki achla ladana. What's achla ladana? Says Rashi, a father-in-law to another father-in-law, two mechutanim, is kimegufa she'eno doma lechavis. They're like a barrel of wine and a bottle of wine that is not similar to the cork. Okay?
It's a fit.
You figure out what that means and what the Gemara is drawing at in terms of that dimyon. It's interesting. It's what to work with. Not sure I would say this at the Sheva Brachos, but that's what the Gemara compares it to. They're not comparable. They're not similar. Therefore, the Gemara says they could be made. And if you would ask me intuitively who are the last people that have the ability to be made for each other, I would think it's these two people.
Well, didn't we say that Sone would, I guess we possibly
get that. No. We did say, and we're going to get to that soon when we get to Chavteso and Aleph, that if you're a complete Sone, if you hate the guy's guts, then it's possible. That's the Chumrah of the Marashah. We have to know where that is. Yeah, but he might be at that Din Torah where you're chayav to pay that guy $6 million. Right, exactly. So it is relevant. And what about if a Sone Gomer, what about an Oev Gomer, what about the best man?
No, because he's going to be on your side.
So that's also, according to the Marashah's Chumrah apostle. So if you have a guy who's going to be made and he's my closest friend, inseparable buddy, according to the Marashah, maybe it's not so simple. Amar Rabbi Barchana, we got 1 minute. Meid Adam Leishto Arusa. What about if you didn't finish the marriage? What if you didn't go to the chuppah? What if you only married her like they used to do in the times of the Gemara? First do Erisin, first give her the ring, and then we'll go to the chuppah, we'll go to Yichud only a year later. So what happens in the status of when she's only in Arusa? Technically, if she's Mizana with a person at that point in time, she gets Misa because she is married to me. So do the psalm of Edus apply to a woman of an Arusa? The Gemara says, I only allow him to testify against her, but to cause her to gain money, then we allow him to testify. And that, then he's not, because that's his own negius. He wants as much money as possible. Says the Gemara, it's not true. We don't draw a line from gaining money or losing money. For any testimony, he is puzzle, even if the connection between his wife is only Erisin and not Nisuin. Loshna lafuke, veloshna liluye, lo mehemin. He's not Nemon at all, bane to her detriment, bane to her gain. She is not Nemon. We view them as full-fledged krovim, and he's not Nemon for Edus. My daitcha, my daitcha, whenever the Gemara says my daitcha, the Gemara is saying, what was your original havamina to draw that distinction, to draw that conclusion? Could the Amar Rav Chiya, I thought that they're not absolutely full krovim. Why? Because Rav Chiya made a statement. The Amar Rav Chiya, barami mishmei de'ula, ishto arusa, there's a lot of halachas that you have to learn the status of an arusa. Lo onen la, you do not sit aninos, meaning do not remove yourself from the chiyuv of mitzvos or the restriction of eating basar v'yayin. When a person is in the interim stage of not being buried, before burial, that's what's called aninos and not Avelos. Velo matamalo. And if I'm a kohen, I don't have the right to be matame because she's only married to me on the level of erusin and not nisuin. V'chein hi lo onenes. And also she does not become an onen for me. Velo matamalo. And she, if she's a kohenes, she doesn't have the right to become tame for me, a bosai. What in the world is the Gemara talking about? A woman kohen can't become tame? Velo matamalo. If she's only an arusa to me, she can't become tame to me. What's the problem with a woman in Ashes Kohen? What's the problem with a Kohenes becoming tame? It's a problematic Gemara, Rabosai. Think about that. We don't have time to talk about it. May say in a Yarsha, if she dies, I don't inherit her millions of dollars that her father promised her. May su govek subasa. But if he dies, she does have the ability to be govek suba from the Arisin. What do I mean? There's a ksuba even from Arison? Says Rashi, yeah, if he specifically writes the ksuba at Arison, even though the Ikar Adin is that ksuba happens at the time of Nisuin, if he writes it and he's Mechayiv himself for the ksuba, already at the Zman of Arison, so then there is a ksuba by Arison. That's an important Rashi. Hasam b'she'ero tala rachmana. Ah, so the Gemara says, this is why, since all these relationships, there is no aninos, there is no tumah, there is no all these factors, so therefore the Gemara thought in the Hava Amina, there is also not going to be what? Full-fledged kurva for Eidus. Maybe you're not going to be fully puzzle. And when it's to her detriment, maybe you would be allowed to what? Be made because you're not fully related. Says the Gemara, you're drawing two lines of halacha together and there are two different halachos. Why? One, Hasam Bishero Tala Rachmana, the dinim of Tumah V'Tara and Aninos are all connected to whether or not they're full-fledged family. Akati lav sheirohi, but she's not considered the share busser. She's not considered really one in terms of being connected to me as being one busser, share busser. So therefore, all those dinim of tumah v'tara and aninos don't apply, but don't carry it over to psulei eidos. Hacha mishum ekruve daita. But here, is there a close relationship? Are they sending love letters to each other that they still are connected even at the time of Arison? Is there Kirav Das psychologically? Do they seem connected? That is what's relevant for Psul Eidos, not necessarily the area of Halacha, that's Sher Basar, that them considered being one, but rather the psychological Kirav Das, which is even starting at the time of the stage of Arison and not Nisuin. And here he does have Kirav Das to his wife, even at the stage of Erisin. Shkayach Rabbeisai. Which means the Gemara is saying he cannot be made.